companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers you won't find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Okay, so maybe it's not something you think about every day, and I'm guessing you aren't likely to bring it up at the dinner table tonight. The it is funeral planning. And the staff at Alexander White Mullen Funeral Home in Mount Lebanon Cemetery understands it can be hard to talk about. But we'd like you to know that when you make final arrangements before the time of need, you can design a plan that reflects your personality, passion, and budget. We can help you create the celebration of a lifetime. It's what we're known for. By planning now, your wishes can be followed, and you'll help spare your family unnecessary stress and financial burden. Our gift to you today, a free personal planning or veterans guide. Just call 314-739-1133. That's 314-739-1133. Or visit alexanderstlewis.com. That's alexanderstlewis.com. Your life is like no other. Rely on us to see that it's well celebrated. Come see
Tina,
Chandra,
Christina
today.
Hi, David Fox here, proud founder of two St. Louis companies I started over 23 years ago, Carpet Masters and Hardwood Rescue. If you're in the market for new flooring, you can avoid the hassle of expensive retailers. At Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you with beautiful top brand carpet, hardwood, tile, vinyl, and laminates. We're all about convenience, savings, and guaranteed installs. Visit us online at stlcarpetmasters.com and schedule your shop at home appointment today. Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you, stlcarpetmasters.com.
Do you like Taco Bell's iconic Chalupa? Then you're gonna fall in love with the new limited edition Double Chalupa.
I'm not Dan Strauss. That music means it's time to check in with Dr. Doug Pernikoff, who I'm sure if you've listened any time at all, you know, even without him telling you, you shouldn't shoot fireworks off near your pets. They go crazy. Maybe he has a story or two. Maybe you have a story or two. If you have a pet and you have a question, this is your guy. My grandson is fascinated by cows. Now, we're not going to get a cow just because he likes cows, but he is. Cows. It's all about cows.
My girlfriend Sandy loves cows.
Yeah. Cows. Yeah. What is that about? So maybe you have a pet cow. I think that's possible. cow, dog, cat, lizard, whatever. This is your guy. And here's how this works. We give the phone numbers, and you jump right in and get on the line. I do it now. For most cell phones, you dial star KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You don't get to be number one without doing a lot of things right. Here is your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Fantastic, doctor. How about you?
I am AM in the PM.
So, did you have any animals that came in maybe today or over the, after the holiday with fireworks that went off too close to?
No. I mean, this is usually we, unfortunately, we do get a lot of those because they get burns and stuff, or they just, people just aren't responsible to what's going on.
Well, and then there are knucklehead mean kids who actually do things.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Deliberately shoot stuff at them or tie bottle rockets to their tail or something.
Right.
But you didn't
right.
have any of that.
I didn't have anything, thank God.
All right.
So, yeah, how's everything else going?
Let me check. How's everything else going?
Good. I think pretty good.
Peon says
I think you ought to get a cow for your grandchild.
Yeah, I do,
too. He loves cows and crocodiles. He said we've got him for like 10 days. We're babysitting. And so on the way this morning to the house, the whole time we're driving, every time he sees a cow. And then he said to me, he says, I want to go. I said, you want to go to the zoo this weekend? And he goes, yeah, and I want to hold a crocodile.
Yeah.
And I said,
I can get him one of those.
Well, yeah, it'd be probably better bet going through Dr. Doug.
But not to hold.
A little baby
sure,
one?
Yeah. I can give him a little.
Rubber band on the mouth.
But where are you going to get a crocodile?
Well, I can't tell you, but I can get you an alligator for sure. Maybe not a crocodile. They're harder.
You know what? I may take you up on this.
Okay.
He's fascinated by...
Just let me know. I'll see if I can get him a baby.
Yeah, because he kept saying, I said, you can't hold a crocodile. And he's arguing. He goes, yes, I can. A baby when I can. So, turns out he was right.
How old is he now? I forgot.
He'll be four in 10 days.
Wow, it's so fast.
Actually, 9 days. He'll be four. You want to take some calls?
Sure.
Let's do it one more time for the numbers. Here we go. Most cell phones, star KTRS, that's star 5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Mike. Mike, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Mike.
Hallelujah. How are you, Mike? What can I do for you?
I have a St. Pyrenees that has a anal gland. The left anal gland is, when the vet put his hand in there, he said it's the largest anal gland he's ever felt.
How
old is he?
Six.
Okay.
And so, he said the right anal gland is fine, but the left anal gland is bigger than he'd ever felt.
Right, I have to interrupt here, if you don't mind, Mike. Doc, I don't ever remember that we've discussed. I didn't know there was a left and a right.
I thought
there was one.
Yeah. I thought we've talked about anal glands, but we didn't probably mention that.
I thought that was plural, meaning in general, all anal. I thought they had one. Turns out they have two.
Two, yeah. I mean, Mother Nature wants everything in balance.
What are they normal size? Like a BB maybe? Normal?
Well, you know, they can be normal with fluid material inside and be swollen up. But sometimes if they get really big like that, there may either be something else going on. There could be a little growth or a tumor in that area or in the gland or associated with the gland.
Thank goodness humans don't have anal glands.
It's not a tumor.
No, it's an anal gland.
We've got plenty of other weird
stuff. I know.
Stuff,
we don't need that. So what do you think about?
Well, I think that you need to get it checked out, and he might want to try and lance it, but if it's solid, you know, it might, in fact, be something more going on. So
they did a biopsy.
A lot of times they'll actually rupture out if it's actually just the gland, and then they dry out, and you treat them, and it's easy. But it sounds to me like he needs to investigate a little further and maybe under a light sedation actually try and lance it or explore it or maybe flush it.
He said they did do a biopsy on it, Dr. Doug.
Oh, what'd they get?
Negative.
Oh, negative for cancer.
Can you just remove them? Just flat out remove them?
Yeah.
But my question question is...
It's not a simple procedure because you have to be careful that they don't become incontinent because there's some nerves around there, around the tush, that, you know, could be injured during the surgery. So you make sure somebody knows what they're doing when you do it. And in this case, they'd probably want to try and get that gland quieted down with all the inflammation and everything you suggest is
noisy.
Because it seems to me that if it's removable, everybody would just do that.
Yeah, just like I said, it just isn't the easiest procedure in the world. So that's why it probably doesn't get done that often.
What does it? What do anal glands do? They
stink.
Collect.
They stink.
I know they stink, but
so here's the deal.
They fill up.
You
with...
know, when Mother Nature created those anal glands, the whole intent was that when an animal, a wild animal, would poop, as that poop would come out the passageway, it would express. You know, this material that would mark that poop, and then the next critter comes by and goes, oh, yeah, Charlie the Wolf was here. And he knows it's a territorial kind of thing is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
But the problem is, if you go out in the woods and walk around, you always see fox or coyote poop. It's always real dry because they're preserving any water content. But in our diets that we create for our dogs and cats and stuff, it's we create a softer poop, so it doesn't express the walls, push the walls out, empty those glands as effectively as Mother Nature had planned.
So, Mike, your question was what? Just can you remove it? Was that your question?
Well, yeah. Do I have to constantly have this dog's glands milked?
I mean, it really depends on the individual, but it sounds to me like you have a bigger problem right now. You got to figure out if this is truly an abscess or what's going on. And some animals do need regular service there.
What is regular? How often?
Well, it really depends on the individual. You can't really mark it. I had one dog for years that would originally came in. He would come in like once a month and he was full. And then another thing I do, and I guess most vets would do this, you can actually, under light sedation, just put a special syringe in there and flush it out and then install antibiotics so you get a chance to see that you really are cleansing.
I'd put it to sleep.
No.
Mike laughed at it. He'd never have a problem with it.
Mike,
apparently there's no answer, at least not what you were looking for here. You just have to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, Mike. Thank you for listening.
And that's when they do the butt scooting boogie when those are full, too, right?
Yeah, scoot a lot of times.
I don't think we ever, get through a show without this anal
I know.
Thing coming up. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hi, how are you, Debbie?
I'm great. I am AM and the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
What you got?
Well, I don't have an anal gland, but
thank goodness.
I do have a DNA question. A DNA question.
Oh, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, we rescued a dog about two and a half months ago.
Congratulations.
And he's wonderful. We don't care what he is, but we were so curious because we were told he was part Australian Shepherd and part mixed breed. And we thought Australian Shepherd because he was such a herder. We already have a Sheltie, and they were both herding each other constantly and everything. Well, we did a DNA test, and we got results that had quite a wide range. The level two was Siberian Husky, and it said between like 37% and 74%.
Okay.
And he's got short dark hair. He doesn't look anything like that, but not that that, you know, is
right.
You know, anyway, so then the next level was Alaskan Malamute.
Okay.
And the third level was Whippet, which we think he looks kind of like a Whippet. And then the last level, 1% to 9% Rat Terrier. None of those, I don't believe, are herding dogs.
Jeez.
That's right. Not you, Rat Boy. That's a horrible name, isn't it? Rat Terrier.
Yeah.
What a horrible name that a dog has to carry.
Well, that's what the document said. So anyway, I don't know. I kind of want to do another DNA test.
Yeah.
Not sure I believe that one.
Okay. There are a couple of different sources. I would talk to your veterinarian, and if you don't like the company that you tried, you can try another one. But again, what they're analyzing is the absolute genetic component that is not necessarily what is expressed visibly is what is expressed genetically. Okay, so they're actually looking at the chromosomes kind of thing. So it might actually be accurate. It just isn't what you're seeing, you know, we call it phenotypically.
Yeah, the phenotypically.
Versus genotypically.
Right.
Okay, so the genotype is what they're measuring, but you're looking at the phenotype, which is what the critter looks like. Okay.
Right. Sorry, I didn't know if there was a certain company that you are, you know, confident
I have to ask my nurses, but we have at least two companies. One, I think one of the laboratory companies now offers that service as well, but I'd have to look into it. You're welcome to call me back at another time or check with your vet and I'll search it out for you.
All right.
Thank you,
Thanks
Debbie.
Very much.
Hi, Debbie.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Is a rat terror? Does that mean what they chase rats or?
Well, actually, those little dogs probably were used for hunting, like dachshunds are used for hunting vermin and rodents and stuff like that.
But the Jack Russell Terrier went after guys named Jack Russell.
Yeah.
If your name is Jack Russell, watch out.
Actually, the Jack Russell Terrier is often associated with the hoity-toity horse people, and they'll ride with these little Jack Russell Terriers on their saddles with them, and they look very much like a rat terrier. There's a little difference, and they're both kind of similar in being very bright, little aggressive, and they can be high-strung dogs.
The other dog I think of when I think of hoity-toity or snooty people is the King Charles Spaniel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are a nice dog, and anybody has those. It's not necessarily wealthy people, but originally, you're probably right, it was probably part of the, the Regal family would own these things.
All right, let's get Mary in here. Mary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you doing?
Good, Mary. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. I am AM and
thank you. Hallelujah. Appreciate it.
What you got?
Well, I was going to ask a question about anal glands for my little pug, you already answered that one because she scoots around, turns around in little circles on the floor. Which I figured that's what she was doing.
Yes.
But you, so I do have another question.
Sure.
My daughter has a pug that has degenerative disc disease.
Yes.
And he kind of drags his legs a little bit. You know, he kind of walks a little funny, you know, because of that. But he goes to the bathroom a lot. You know, like he just drops them.
Why are you walking so funny?
Yeah,
it was anal glands.
Well, like, you know, like we say, you're dropping the kids off the school bus.
Oh, I like that.
You know.
You mean pinching a loaf.
Oh, come on, doctor. Dr. Doug, come on.
It's one thing for us to do it, but you're a
doctor. You're a professional.
So anyway, is there any medication that she could give him? You know, she left him outside a lot, but he goes in the house, he just gets up and walks, and it comes out.
Like a horse.
He's got a disc problem. The disc is probably causing him some pain and discomfort when he tries to position to poop or pee or whatever. And so I would talk to your vet about more intensive. There's a lot of options to medicate these critters that have those problems. There's muscle relaxants. There's all kinds of anti-inflammatories that might be useful. There's painkillers. And all these kind of things are used in kind of often in combination as well to try and find a solution for your critter. So I would say go back to your vet. Say, look, this isn't working. He's not getting better. He's doing this now. Can you help us to coordinate some management?
And dropping the poo when he walks. He's not trying to poop. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. He could have a spinal bladder and a spinal colon. So in other words, if it's damaged enough, the nerves in those areas are not under control, and so his sphincters aren't controlling the muscular ring.
That's what we think it is.
Muscular ring.
So then he can't even purposely pinch a loaf because it comes out as...
This is some discussion, isn't it?
I love that expression.
Yeah, we can tell.
You're saying there's really nothing you can do at that point?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said you need to sit back and talk to your vet and say, here's what I'm seeing clinically. Are there some medications we can add that might help him have more control?
Okay.
I would talk to him.
All right, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're out of time. Before we go, though, Is there any other animal besides a horse, maybe a cow, that just walks along? They don't even, like a dog will kind of hunch.
Have you been at circus with elephants?
Okay.
Yeah, I think they most do of that the bigger too. Animals do that.
A lot of the hoofstock do that.
What a great life, though. You're walking along, you feel like you got to poop. Oh, see,
I wonder if I'll get home tonight on that one.
No, I wouldn't let you in the house.
But that is interesting, though, how a dog will stop and hunch. But, yeah, the bigger animals, they don't stop and squat. Yeah. They just walk.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? Did the other horse fine?
Pop, pop,
I guess there's so much force because how big it is that they just don't have to strain at it.
I used to work at, when I was trained at the zoo, we did a study on elephant reproduction and stuff, so I was always collecting blood underneath between the two back legs. There's a big vein there. But the elephants were under control by their keepers, so I had overalls on, but all they could do was pee and poop on me to get back at me. They did. And then I had to run to school at Wash U. I was taking graduate classes, and I'd walk into class, and no one knew who I was, and we'd be in this small group of maybe 10, 15 students. I'd be sitting there with my overalls off and clean, you know, but I still had that
odor
smell, and they'd just look at me like, man, don't you know how to...
You smell like you just had your anal glands expressed.
Or an elephant pooped on you.
I was elf. How many times pooped on by an elf?
This has been a fantastic segment. All about anal glands and that other stuff.
Yeah.
Dr. Doug Perna. Thank you, Doctor.
I just loved it. Thank you so much.
Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he is brought to you by Window World, the official, he's the official veterinarian of the Large Market Show in the afternoon. That's the official window, and it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Remember that name, Window World. Dan's going to bring Tim Weiland in here, and then I'm going to bring, if John Landoff even wants to be part of this, I'll bring him in. Dan, it's all yours.
All right. Thanks, Frank. All right. We've had some issues out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
The issues continue, Dan. First good news is they cleared the accident on southbound Highway 270 between Big Bend and Marshall Road. The bad news is you're jammed from Page all the way down through Big Bend. Now, the worst news is on westbound Highway 44 west of Six Flags, the highway is completely shut down. MoDOT's saying it shouldn't be cleared until about 640. So, I tell you what, you've got that part that's shut down. Now, the folks that are jammed between Allenton, Six Flags, and the accident are... they are taking the detours. They're taking Fox Creek Road up north. That's causing delays on 100 back all the way to Old Manchester Road. And then you've got northbound 255. That accident at 64 has been cleared. Eastbound Highway 40 downtown, that's running heavy from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound 270, we're slow now between, looks like McDonnell and about Washington Elizabeth before things open up. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. And at Staples, it's your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax, access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Are you looking for new flooring? Why not shop the city and save at JJS Flooring? JJS offers a wide variety of options that will surely meet your flooring needs. JJS now features a new line of ultra-soft carpets from Stanton Carpets, backed by the legendary Stainmaster warranty. Stop by and see them at 2301 Gravois Avenue, just west of Hodax. Or give them a call at 314-772-3996. JJS has over 40 years of experience in residential and commercial settings, as well as home rehabbers and builders. Why shop the big box stores when you can get personal service, second to none in quality products, and a team of professionals dedicated to your flooring needs? JJS is an A-plus rated member with the Better Business Bureau, and their service far exceeds the competition. JJS offers financing options as well to help make those flooring's decisions just a little bit easier. So stop in today and see what JJS can do for you. JJS, their service will floor you.
Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, ADT helps keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance. So you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling. ADT, home, safe home.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Load up the chariots, we're off to the Muni. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, now through the 11th. Sponsored by Clarkson Eye Care. Tickets available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Want to win a rockin' trip from Jersey Mike's and Pepsi? Stop in Jersey Mike's today to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
On Monday, July 10th at 11:30 a.m. Central Time, hear a two-hour live-streamed edition of Issues in Education from the 2017 Annual Conference of SCUP, the Society of College and University Planning, to be held in Washington, D.C. Listen to national education experts, including SCUP's president, Mike Moss, and board chairman, Nick Santilli, and Dennis Young, president and CEO of Itner Architects. John Carney will travel to D.C. to be the program host. Hear national experts talk about shaping higher education, the culture of transformation, optimizing human performance and experience, and more. Issues in Education is created and produced by Itner Architects as the premier thought leadership platform serving education, healthcare, and business. On Tuesday, July 11th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., this program will be rebroadcast in its entirety on the Big 550 KTRS. For details, visit the SCUP conference page on issuesineducation.net.
Let's say hello to John Londoff Jr. Let's go. Yeah. Hey. Hello, John.
Come on, let's go. Give it up.
Happy July 5th.
Give it up to the car guy here. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. We have my grandson for like 10 days. It's going to be very interesting because he shared something with me today in the car that I didn't know. He told me that babies were born wearing helmets.
Oh.
And I never knew that.
Yeah.
No.
And I said, really? He goes, yeah. I said, well, where do they come from? He says, out of the tummy, and they come out with a helmet on. And I said, I didn't know that. He goes, yeah. I said, well, why? He said, so they won't bump their heads when they fall out. I mean, kids are hilarious. They are.
Hey, I mean, especially your grandchild.
They're
not that others aren't, but, I mean, he hangs around you. Of course he's funny.
I didn't tell him that babies were born with helmets on. I said, how long do they wear the helmets? He said, until they get older. And I said, well, who takes the helmet off? He says, an adult.
An adult.
And he just wonder, where does this come from? Yeah, it's just funny, man. They are so funny.
They are funny. That is great. Well, I don't know.
But you forget, your own kids are probably funny, too, but enough years go by, and you forget they probably said the same stuff. But you just forget.
My kids are funny. They make me laugh all the time.
Speaking of that, I just caught a glimpse of it, not the whole thing. I believe I saw Jack, Blackwater Jack the Wonder Dog on a TV commercial. Is that right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Blackwater Jack's on TV.
Wow. Nice. Dog Days of Summer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice tie-in.
Summer.
I see what you did. I see what you
get
did.
Get it? Yeah. Yep. Can I go with that?
We get it, yeah.
He's a special puppy. But I want to say a happy birthday to my good friend Charlie Gito Sr. He turns 85 tomorrow. He's got one of the greatest restaurants downtown by the ballpark. Charlie Gito's, get to go there. You know, heading from Florissant to the downtown to have lunch. You know, I love this guy.
Well, with all due respect to Tom Saint and Annie Guns, I will tell you that Charlie Gito, I don't go down the hill or whatever, but I do frequent the one and have many times in the casino. Some of the best meat sauce, and I'm a meat sauce meatballs guy, and meat sauce will make or break a pasta dish. It will. And theirs is as good as I've ever had. So to Mr.
Gino, let's try this in Italian.
Happy birthday.
Listen, I'm practicing. Bueno Capriano. That's happy birthday in Italian.
Wow. I thought I was in Italy for a second.
You doing that Rosetta Stone or something?
No. It just comes natural.
Just Google?
You know? Rosetta Stone. Italian and Spanish are very similar. Compleanno is also happy birthday in
Spanish. Charlie Gito. But we're talking about the Charlie Gito downtown, like one block from the ballpark.
And when you have to do it with da-da-da-da-da-da.
Capriano.
Yeah.
Grazie. Prego.
Yeah. Pretty good. What is prego? What does that mean?
You say grazie.
Yeah.
And prego is like, you know, the response of, you know, you say thank you, and it's like, you're welcome, prego.
Thanks for not getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Grazie, prego.
No.
This sucks, and not the prego.
Yeah.
I can live.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
We have got to sell some cars here, John. I'm Chevrolet, the AM and the PM crowd.
We'll do it.
They came out in force. Keep coming out. We love you all. And again, you got to tell us right away if you're emailing us at lawnup.com, that you're AM and the PM. And it does make a difference.
Absolutely.
It really does. First of all, we know that 80+% of the people that contact us, either come here, call us, email, that say they're AM and the PM, they buy.
They do. They don't mess around.
Yeah. So we've got 0% for 72 months, okay,
Hang on, 72 months.
Zero.
For those who don't know, that is...
How many months in a year?
In years, hang on, 72 months.
72?
12 months
14
a year.
Months in a year.
Yeah, 4 times 6 is 54.
It's like
86 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
No, it's not.
Is that right?
No, right?
Is that right?
Well, we've got an old calculator.
It's not a very good one.
So. I bet you do. Oh, that was funny, by the way. But you know what? It poured out here just a little while ago.
It did?
But
I don't know.
I don't think it rained like that here.
No.
It poured. So, one shout out to an AM and the PM guy. He's just crazy as can be. I've known him for over 30 years. Frank Eichmeier. Frank Eichmeier is head of the food and hospitality for all of the LHM hotels, and they're all over the place. Bob O'Loughlin, Steve O'Loughlin. You know, they bought Westport, they bought Union Station. And what they've done, if you haven't been to Union Station in a while, what they've done to Union Station is going to blow you away.
I have not.
Then they're going to put finishing up this huge aquarium. But I guarantee you, you're just going to be able, do you get into fish, Frank, looking at aquariums?
Yeah, big ones I do.
Yeah, this will be a big one, buddy. This is going to be a big one. But thanks to Frank Eichmeier. Bought another vehicle here from Johnny Londup Chevrolet. And, what they're doing to Westport is unbelievable, as you know.
Well, whenever you say Union Station, and I've said this before, the first thing I think of was, to me, the biggest attraction when they initially redid Union Station. It's the fudge guys.
I love the fudge guys.
Is it still there?
Yeah, I think they are.
It's one of the few things that has lasted all this time, I think.
Please never get rid of the fudge guys.
When it first opened and they redid it, for years you could not get in that place.
I know.
Oh, it's like a destination. You
could spend an entire day there, you know, and people would get there at 9 or 10 in the morning, and you might stay all night. You couldn't hit every restaurant and bar if you stayed there even all day. But, yeah, they were doing some great things at Union Station. And single-handedly, I think, Bob O'Loughlin, Steve O'Loughlin, the LHM group, they're going to rebuild this town. They're also one of the big supporters of the soccer team, which, God, I sure the heck hope that's not dead. That just really kind of ticks me off. It's, oh, well. Don't get me going, Frank. You hear me? Don't get me going.
I hear you. Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Just don't get me going. But we're going to be open late tonight. And again, to my buddy Charlie Giro Sr., Bueno Capriano.
Now, his birthday is tomorrow, right?
Yes. Right.
Are you not going to be with us tomorrow? I believe you are. We'll just wish you happy birthday again tomorrow.
That's right. I just wanted to do it tonight. I mean, I know you like to dictate.
Yeah, I can get two dinners that way.
Yeah, two dinners. One for me, one for him. I could live off pasta and meat sauce and one big meatball. I'm not kidding.
Oh, and
I
a big slice of garlic bread to stop up the...
With a bunch of melted cheese on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, you're talking.
I can't see you right now, but does he have any drool coming off?
I almost never eat spaghetti with spaghetti noodles because you do get it on, you can't help it. It's on your shirt. So I get the smaller pasta, like penne pasta, bow tie pasta.
St. Louis thing.
Same taste.
Mostaccioli.
Yeah, no, but it's mostaccioli.
Mostaccioli.
Yeah, everybody mispronounces it. It's mostaccioli. Give us that compleanno.
That doesn't even sound remotely like Italian.
But that's the Italian pronunciation, mostaccioli. It's mostaccioli.
It's muscaccioli.
It's not muscaccioli. It's mostaccioli. That's the actual pronunciation. I'm telling you. Ask Mr. Gino. Mostaccioli. Check it out.
Yes, it is. Yeah, no,
it's
it is.
Not, there's no K in it. Musk. Everybody says muscaccioli. That's not it. Mostaccioli. Just check it out.
Oh, man. He doesn't believe us.
Report back tomorrow.
I'm going to
Google. He's Googling right now.
Report.
Hey, Ian, you're not the only one that can do it, okay?
I know.
You're a lot younger. You're a lot smarter. You're a lot sharper. You know what? This Google made me so smart. I know it drives my kids crazy.
And there's no excuse for being stupid.
No, not anymore.
Impossible. Okay?
All right.
It's just like... why do the tables at the very back of the room, the Window World, Trivia Night for St. Jude's, all right, why do the tables in the very back, why do they win? Because they're all on their phones Googling the answers, okay?
They should confiscate phones. Mm-hmm.
You should almost do that. You should say, all right, you can't take your phone in there. But
that's cheating.
How long can you go without checking your iPhone, your smart device?
Well, I go longer than most. I only look at email once or twice a day. That's it for email. Texts, it's different because
you don't browse the internet on your phone, do you?
Not much, no.
Oh,
sometimes
man,
in the evening,
I'm
but
constantly.
Not during the day.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a slave to it. For me, I'm more of a slave to it as a phone, as a telephone. But yeah, email. But the problem is if you let it alert you every time an email, ding, every time an email comes, that's all you're going to be doing. So I check it once or twice a day. That's it. If it's important, they'll call me.
All right, we're here late tonight. Uh-huh. Late tonight. We need the unbelievable AM and the PM crowd to come on out. Give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24-7, 365 at lawndump.com.
There's somebody right there on the computer wanting to buy a car, right there.
It is. It's always fun.
They're on the way.
Can I just tell you one thing?
Sure.
It has been a pleasure talking to you today.
Same here, John. Same here.
And Dan and Ian also.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Yes.
Hey, the Fudge guys moved to Ballpark Village, apparently.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're still down.
Yeah, they're still down.
But they did. I think up until before Ballpark Village, they lasted in Union Station.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else closed, but
right.
They still.
Yeah. We're going to send you a bunch of business, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hi, John. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now see, talking about fudge and pasta, and now I have to talk about MD Health and Wellness, but that's okay. That's okay because if you will turn to these people and let them help you, and I say help you because you have to do some of this too. They can't do it all. There's no miracle here. Take this and you're 35 pounds lighter. It doesn't work that way. You have to do your part, but at least they will they'll make it a whole lot easier than, and look, you fat people, you know what I'm talking about, and I can say that. When you hit 42 and 44 inch waist pants, which I did, I'm allowed to say fat, because that's exactly how I felt. And this last few days, I wasn't as good as I should have been, and I put a couple of pounds on, but I'll get rid of it. I'll get rid of it the next week or so, because I know how to do it. It took the folks at MD Health and Wellness to help me get through the first month. The first month, and especially the first 2 weeks, is next to impossible. When people say they can't stop smoking, I actually understand that. I've never been a smoker, never wanted to smoke, but I understand it. It's just not something everybody can do on their own. My dad did it. He just quit one day. After a couple packs a day, quit.
Yeah, my dad, too.
My mother's cold dad, turkey. Same thing. Yeah. My ex-father-in-law, the late, great Bernie, just quit. And he was at least a pack-a-day smoker. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can lose weight on their own. It doesn't mean you're weak. It just means that you really are some sort, in a way, a slave to food. You're a stress eater. You eat when you're nervous. You eat when you're happy. You eat to celebrate. You eat when you're miserable. All of those were the reasons I like to eat and still like to eat. But MD Health and Wellness, get in there, make an appointment, let them do what they do, and that is interview you, talk to you, examine you, and decide the right course of action for you. It's a medically supervised, doctor supervised. That's why it's called MD Health and Wellness. You're in the hands of a couple of really good guys, Dr. Gilbertson and Dr. Andrioff. Let them do for you what they did for me. They took 35 pounds off me, but I had to do my part. And you will, too. Nothing is completely easy, but it is a whole lot easier and more effective than trying to do it on your own. And do it now. Don't do this, well, I'll wait till summer's over. No, do it now. Just do it. Call them. Their number is on their website, and their website is on my website, frankopinion.com, under sponsors, MD Health and Wellness. Just do it right. If you don't do it now, do it tomorrow in the morning. Just do it. Make the appointment, go down, and get on with it. You'll really be glad you did. You'll be glad you met these people. MD Health and Wellness. MDHealthWellness.com.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, I tell you, the trickle-down effect from this accident on westbound 44 and the closure of that highway west of Six Flags is really causing a mess. Here's what we've got. I think a lot of people are going to take Manchester all the way out through Gray Summit. So you're jammed up from Barrett Station through Henry, again, Old Baldwin, out past Ellisville, and then things really jam up north of St. Albans Road down through Fox Creek Road. And once again, Highway 44 westbound is shut down. MoDOT is saying possibility of not being completed opened until around 6:40 this evening. Westbound Highway 44 drivers, you're jammed up from Lewis Road to west of or east of Six Flags. They are forcing folks to get off at the business loop there, and it's jammed up from Highway 44 all the way through Pacific. Now on southbound 270, cleared the accident before Marshall Road, but you're jammed up now Page all the way down through the normal spot, Doherty Ferry. A little bit heavy at Highway 270. On westbound 40, things are slowing now from Grand out through McCausland. Southbound 170 from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. In this traffic report, it's brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud. And use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096.
1-800-400-6096.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I'm going to learn the words of this song one day, but not today. It's time to check in with Bill Cleveland, a man who hasn't been everywhere, but he's working on it. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Here he is, Bill Cleveland.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. How's it going?
Going great, Bill. Take us somewhere.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let you stay close to home today. We talk a lot about stuff around the USA, but I think once in a while it's fun to explore things we have in our own backyard here.
Right.
And we're very fortunate in the St. Louis area, and if you don't travel a lot, you don't realize how fortunate we are. We have a lot of wonderful parks in St. Louis, both throughout the city and throughout St. Louis County. We really are very fortunate to have as many parks as we do. A lot of cities don't have this. I went with my father yesterday. We went to explore Faust Park. I had not been out there in quite some time. A couple of things, and if you're looking for something to do with your kids for the summer, you still got a month or so ago, or while they're still out of school looking for something to do, it's a great place to go. One of the cool things they have is the St. Louis Carousel. Do you know about this, Frank?
No. No.
Okay, so this is an original 1920s carousel. It came out of Philadelphia. It was installed at the St. Louis Highlands Amusement Park.
I do remember that.
Yeah, 1929. A fire destroyed the park in 1963, you might remember. It was there until 1979, and now it's been fully restored, and they have it at Faust Park. It's in this climate-controlled deal. You go in, you can ride. It's a couple of bucks for kids want to ride. Pretty cool deal. They also have the Butterfly House, which is why I went out. I've not been to this thing in a long, long time. It's run by the Missouri Botanical Gardens, but you can go in there. I believe it's the first Tuesday of every month. It is free for St. Louis County residents. It starts like at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can go in there. And they're, you know, butterflies are pretty interesting. I was always sort of amazed or surprised that they're considered pests, quite honestly.
No,
but they are.
Pests are beautiful.
They are beautiful, but they're, and if you're talking science, they are considered pests. Couple of interesting butterfly fun facts for you. Did you know they taste using their feet? Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
As many as 20,000 different species of butterflies. What do you think a group of butterflies all together are called? A group.
Well, not a school. That would be fish, not a gaggle. I don't know.
It's a flutter, Frank. It's a flutter.
A flutter. Okay.
And eyes are pretty interesting on butterflies. They have 6,000 lenses that make up the eyes of a butterfly. So think about that the next time you're checking it out. Butterfly House at Faust Park, really cool place to check out. And check out all of the great St. Louis County parks. We really are very, very lucky to have these in our own backyard. So make some good use of them. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
BillOnTheRoad.com. If you've never checked it out, do check it out. I don't have quite enough time to tell you everything I want to tell you about Matheny Heating and Cooling. So here's what I'll do. I'll just say Matheny Heating and Cooling. More to come. How about that? And I'll finish it up when we get into the Playhouse. And we will get into the Playhouse, and there's a joke today. I don't think I've told in a while, and I've changed one word in the joke, just because some people, not some, like one or two, kind of got bent out of shape. So by changing one word, it seems to be okay. Don't ask me why. People are weird about things like that. So that joke is coming up, and some other things in the news we thought you might be interested in, and that is coming.